Welcome back to the Even If Podcast. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Kenzie. And today's episode is called Embracing God's Timing. Something I need to do better at.
I know. My mom literally just gave me this. I have so many thoughts on God's timing.
But me too.
My mom gave me this cute little poster the other day. Or poster. It's like a card. And it's hanging in my bathroom. And it says, having faith in God is having faith in his timing.
Mm, that's so good.
I'm learning.
Me too. We all are. It's a hard thing. It's a hard thing. But
okay. Well, speaking of good timing, I had spring break.
Ooh, yeah.
Recently. And that was really good timing.
It was really good for you because you didn't travel.
I know. Because I tried to go to Mexico with you and it didn't work.
I failed. It's my fault.
It's okay. We'll go another time.
And we will.
It was good timing. It's good to stay here. A little staycation. Which is funny because I feel like people travel here for vacation and I forget, like, I don't know. It's just, it is vacation staying here. Franklin is beautiful.
It's hard for you. Was it hard for you to sit still and rest? Do you feel like?
Well, okay. It's funny. I feel like the first half of the week I spent every day with my nieces and nephews. Mm-hmm. Like I just was doing like a my friend called it a tour de Sasa, you know, like they call me Sasa. And so it's just like, I was going everywhere. I went to go see one brother and was with his kids all day. And then another brother and their kids and just literally went all around town, which was so fun. And then I feel like the last few days I had a couple of days just like being in the sun and walking and being with my dog Rocky. And then I got to like the end of the week and I was like, I could really use like a rain day to like help me slow down, because if this weather keeps being nice, I'm just going to keep going.
Yeah.
And so
the Lord delivered.
Thankfully I had a little bit of rain and I did a lot of painting.
You did a lot of painting?
Yeah. I got this watercolor book. My sister-in-law gave me for Christmas.
Fun.
And it's just kind of like the step-by-step watercolor. And I love to paint. So I did that.
I did not know that.
I read. I cleaned and organized my room.
It was such a good week for you.
It really was. It's felt like a very long break. So that's been nice.
So are you
like
ready?
Adult spring breaks are so fun.
I know. You deserve a spring break. You worked your super hard. But also, I feel like it also created space for you to just like, kind of, I mean, you've been back in Nashville for a little less than a year.
Almost
when did you move back? Almost a year.
Oh my gosh, isn't that crazy? Yeah, May will be a year.
May.
So not even a year yet.
Not even a year. That's wild.
Yeah.
We got to remember that whenever we're being impatient.
Impatient timing.
Yes. I mean, we got to remember you've been back for less than a year.
I know. It is crazy.
That's crazy.
It's crazy when you like scale back, because I think we can get so caught up in the day to day or like what's missing or what I don't have and what's going on right now. But like when you scale back and say, wow, this date a year ago, the things the Lord has done, the things that he has led me to, the doors that have opened, the doors that have closed, like the friendships, it's just, it is remarkable.
It but really is.
It's sometimes hard to see that, which I'm coming from a place today. Mm-hmm. You know my heart where I'm at.
I do.
I'm coming from a place today of just, timing feels hard. And so this is going to be an interesting episode to talk about.
Totally.
Of something I believe in and I think is important to share. And I'm in a hard place with it.
Mm-hmm. No, I love that. And I think it's just our goal and mission and hope and heart posture for this is to allow for other people to know that they're not alone. And so it is vulnerable to get on this and have people listen to where our hearts are. But I also think like that's what we're called to do. And so to speak on things that we are struggling with ourselves, I think is courageous in its vulnerability. And so I think this episode will be really hopefully fruitful for people to know that we also struggle with this. This is what we're doing about it, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or reminding ourselves.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
The long list. So on that note, we are going to discuss God's timing and how to embrace it. And what does that mean in like relationships and career and just life in general, especially as like single women and as women, people that love the Lord. Like, what does that look like? And how do you embrace God's timing when you fully don't understand it? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the first thing is just like, what does God's timing look like? And I don't know how to answer that. Because I don't understand it.
I know.
And so it's like, it's one of those things where I feel like as we get older, I can somewhat understand it better because I have life experience to prove that. I'm somebody that like tends to be the kind of person that's like, okay, well, like, let's prove this. Mm-hmm. Like, I need evidence. I need to see things. Yeah. And that's obviously not what faith is. But I think with my stubbornness, when I was younger, and then along getting to know Jesus and committing my life to him and then following him, it's like I can see the dots now that I'm in my 30s and going, okay, really glad that like this dream failed and this didn't work. Right. And you moved me out of California to Nashville and like all these things. But it's taken years and it's taken time and it's taken experience, life experience to get there. So I'm still learning, but I think about how God has never, ever, ever led me astray. Like I am this Canadian living in Nashville, like this ex-ski racer living in Nashville, Tennessee, running a spin studio. Like it makes no sense. So God's timing of purposely bringing me here has been key to who I am. So I think it's like, what does his timing look like? Well, I think we can define that also too about like God's timing versus our own expectation.
Yeah.
You know,
I think expectation is big. That's a good one. Cause we have like God's timing is incomprehensible. Like,
yeah,
I don't think we can understand it.
Yeah.
I don't know that. What is
it? I don't think he operates in time.
I don't think he does. Yeah. Time's not a thing.
Yeah.
So how can we understand it? How can we define what does God's timing look like when time, I mean, even it talks about that in the beginning of the Bible in Genesis. So it talks about, you know, he created the heavens and earth in seven days, but we don't even know if that was days.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like researchers talk about how, you know, on the first day is light and dark, second day animals, there were all these things, right? Mm-hmm. Separated this and that. But we don't know if that's actually a day. Like, what is a day to him? Is a day 24 hours? That was something that was man-made. We said that. I mean, the sun goes up and goes down and he creates that. But like, was that what he meant by day?
Yeah, and that's good.
Anything about eternity? And like, there's no time for eternity. Like that will get you in your head.
Yeah.
I talk about eternity and I just start blacking out.
No, I do too. I'm like forever and ever.
I'm like, what am I going to do for forever?
Or literally, what are we gonna do? I know.
It's crazy. It's crazy to think about. And I think something that's interesting, I don't know. I mean, you think about God's timing. I can think about God's faithfulness in my life over and over, how he has been faithful to redeem parts of my story, how he has been faithful to guide me and take me places and lead me and lead my heart and situations to break up or to start something or to create something. Like I can see his faithfulness. I can see his provision, how he's provided for me in so many areas. Mm-hmm. Timing is so hard for me.
Yeah.
I'm like,
why is that? Why can we see his provision and his faithfulness and his goodness, but then still not trust his timing at times? Is it, well, we're human.
But yeah.
But I guess like, I don't know how vulnerable and deep we want to go on this podcast of like sharing our own heart, but just like, how are you, and you can ask me this question too, like, how do you find hope in God's timing and how are you struggling in God's timing?
Yeah.
Currently.
I think like the hope in God's timing is I trust him. Like I trust that his timing, I can say with every fiber in me, every ounce of me, I believe in him. Mm-hmm. I trust him. I know that he is smarter than I am. I know that he is better than I am. I know his plans are for good. I know that. So I believe in his timing, but I think maybe the area I'm struggling in is it's hard for me to even wrap my mind around timing again, because it's like, I guess up to this point, everything in my life has been perfect timing because God has orchestrated everything.
Mm-hmm.
So if everything thus far is perfect timing, then how can I tell you a story of his perfect timing? Because it's all been perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't really know how to know, like me moving back to Nashville, it was perfect timing, right? Because it was his timing.
Yeah.
Me dating this guy and breaking up was perfect timing. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I know exactly what you're saying. But then it's like, we can look, okay, so here's processing this out loud. It's easy to have hope in his timing when we look in the past. It's harder to believe because we can't see in the future.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I mean, you know,
there are things that, you know, we want that we don't have, that we're hopeful for, that we pray for day in and day out. And it's still unknown. Like we don't know if it's going to happen. And I know, so I had a girlfriend visit from college. I actually meant to tell you this, but I'm glad I'm telling you this on the pod. So one of my best friends from college was here with her sister this past weekend.
Oh, fun.
And we went and got smoothies before. And then she came and took my Friday noon class. And it was so sweet.
Aww.
And I was just sharing some stuff that I'm walking through. And she was just like, Kins, I need you to tell Sarah like your guys' podcast. I listen to it every week. She's 30. She's our age and she's single and she lives in Seattle. Mm-hmm. She loves Jesus. And she's like, no, it has gotten me through some of my darkest moments. Like, mm-hmm. I just am so encouraged to know that I'm not alone. And so I think, so like, sweet. As we dive into God's timing, it's like, I know the majority of our listeners are females, single. Mm-hmm. That's what she had said. She was like, I'm looking at these two, like, beautiful women, you know, single, listening to them going, okay, like, they're in it with me, yeah. you know? Mm-hmm. And she's like, I don't understand how you two are both, like, single and, you know. And it was just so, I was like, but I also can look at you and say the same thing. Mm-hmm. I don't understand it either. God
yeah.
does.
Yeah.
And in his timing, he will make it make sense. But I think one of the things that we can do together while we're on this earth as we're imperfect humans is like unite together in the fact that we are struggling mm-hmm. and that's human mm-hmm. and they're gonna have good days and bad days, but to believe in God's timing is like,
yeah,
it's hard sometimes.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. And I was listening to this podcast earlier this week, actually. There was this line I wrote down and it says, there's no such thing as delays. There's only God's perfect timing and my impatience.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's so real.
It's
like,
so real.
And to think about that, like that's, again, that's why we can put our hope in him mm-hmm. and trust his timing, because he's not delayed. Mm-hmm. He's not early. He's not late. Mm-hmm. Like, it's perfect timing. If it feels like it's not, it's us. It's our yeah. impatience. It's,
yeah.
I thought this would happen sooner. I wanted it to be this way. Mm-hmm. I even things that happen that are evil or wrong, I think about like, wow, I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. It would have been perfect timing if I wasn't there, if I didn't do this. But I'm like, no, isn't that still part of God's plan? Mm-hmm. He knew I was going to be there at that time and that this would happen.
Yep.
And because that happened, it shaped me into who I am. And because you went through this, or I mean, it could be anything from yeah. tragedy of car wreck, abuse, hurt, pain, like relationship. Why did I have to move to this place and date this guy? Why did yeah. I have to go through it's this real. Accident? Why did I have to go through this injury? Well, that timing of that happening happened for a reason. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you're right. I think you said earlier, it's so easy for us to believe the timing of the past because we've seen things.
Yep.
And it makes sense, but yep. then it's hard to believe. But is he still going to continue this good timing thing going forward?
You know what yeah, I mean? You're like, come on, you've been literally amazing to me from the moment I was born till now.
Yeah.
So that's something that I always cling to. And honestly, something that really helps me is just like, we are not powerful enough to mess it up.
Yes.
And I think I come back to his timing on that too. I'm like, for whatever reason, XYZ still has not happened yet, or, you know, whatever the case may be. But I'm like, I can't mess this up even if I tried to mess this up, mm-hmm. you know? And mm-hmm. if there's nothing about my life that I would change, I can genuinely sit here and say there is not a single thing that I would erase in my life. Even mm-hmm. the really, really, really hard things, even the things that I regret, even the mistakes that I've made. The people I've chosen to date, the cities I've moved to, like yeah. I would do it all over again. And we've talked about that on a previous podcast, but it's so key because I would not be here. I would not be this version of me, and God knew it all along. And so mm-hmm. to trust his timing is to look back on our lives and go, no, you've not failed me once. I've failed you every day, but you've never once failed me. So why would you not fail me now?
Not I.
And
it's
I
not
think
a song. I think yeah. you just kind of sang a song.
Did I just sing a song? I'm such an artist.
You are.
But then I also think, too, we were talking about this. We've talked about this our entire friendship. But I think, too, being able to, when you are struggling and believing in God's timing, or just that's why it's so important who you surround yourself with, because mm-hmm. let them hold you when you don't see his provision, and let them hold you when yeah. you are not trusting that. He's going to follow through on the things that, you know, you're really praying for and wanting for. But God's timing is like, I mean, we know it's perfect. It's just hard to believe it. Mm-hmm. My mentor tells me all the time, God is working in the wings of your life and you can't see it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, she's like, and I need to hear it every day. Like she doesn't tell me every day, but every time we talk, yeah. she's like, he's working in the wings
yeah.
behind the scenes. You can't see it. And one day it's going to make sense. And I'm just like, that is so hard for me. I don't get it.
But isn't it crazy? Because it's like you wouldn't have it the other way either. Like, what
exactly.
if you knew everything that's
oh,
happening?
Terrible.
What if you had this script in front of you and it was like Kenzie Todd's life
mm-hmm.
from birth, and then you knew it here at 34 mm-hmm. you'd be in the studio recording a podcast, mm-hmm. and you know by this date you'll have a baby, and this date you'll have your family member would die, and this, I mean, like, what if we knew all of that? Oh,
yeah,
wouldn't that be crazy?
Yeah, it'd, like, be so crazy.
We're not supposed to.
No,
and it's such a, it is such a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that mystery and anticipation of what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why we believe. That's why we have faith. Yeah. And I love Ecclesiastes 3 that talks about a time for everything.
Yes. So good.
I'll read it. It says, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace." It's like, I have to reread that when I think about, why are we going through this, or why is there war right now? Well, there's a time for war and there's a time for peace. And why am I weeping right now? Well, there's a time to weep and then there's a time to laugh. And this is literally biblical. It says that there's a time for everything. For everything, there's a season and a time for every matter under heaven. And for us to remind ourselves of that, and even just that, I like putting time and thinking about time being seasonal too.
Yeah.
Or there's seasons for things. If you feel like you're in a grieving season, it's not going to last forever. There's a time for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the morning, there will be joy.
Yeah.
And you might be in a time, the time that you're in right now might be hard, but even if you are, he is good. Even if what you're going through, there's something on the other side.
Totally. And I think the thing that keeps coming to mind for me is, like, because we can't see, like, we can't physically see what's going to happen in our lives. I mean, there'd be, it says in Hebrews 11, it's like, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. There's no point in faith if we had all the answers. And because we need to be able to trust and put our trust in him, it creates this intimacy. It's all you need is him. It, like, creates you to have that. And I would not have that at my age now if I was not still, you know, hoping and praying for the thing that I want the most. If I'd gotten that at 30 or 27, I wouldn't have this, like, deep intimacy with the Lord, because he knew that I needed to walk through these things and go, this is all you need to really crave me first. And so that when you do have a husband, you don't make your husband your God. You make, still keep me as your God. And, like, it's just a lesson I've had to learn. And that's unique to my story. And without having answers, it's real, it's caused me to go, okay, Lord, but you do. And I can get through today. And I can't mess it up. And I won't miss it. And, you know, my business will be okay as long as, like, this is what you've called for me to do. Even when I struggle, even when I'm scared.
Yeah.
This is just this, like, utter dependence and intimacy with the Father, because I don't have the answers. And I don't also want that burden of having the answers. Like, I'm so relieved that it's not up to me to have it work out. But I didn't always believe that way. I always thought you have to work for everything. And, like, the harder you work, you know, the faster you run, all these things. But now I'm like, no, there's such relief in being like, I don't need to know. It's not my responsibility to make it happen. It is my responsibility to walk and to work and to be kind and do all these things. But it's not my job to, like, make it happen. It's going to happen if it's God's will or not. And trusting that in his timing, he'll make a way.
Yeah. But, and, like, to get there, though, is hard.
It's so hard.
It's like, yeah, we don't want to wait for things. And we live in a culture that doesn't do that. I mean, I was thinking about something I needed this morning, and I got on Amazon and bought it, and it's going to be here tonight. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, we can get what we want quick. 100%. And I think that's hard too, because there's a lot of things that we wait for. There's probably other simple solutions to what we're waiting for. And if I want happiness, I can find quick happiness, but that's different than trusting in God's timing for what he is actually bringing me.
Totally.
And it's that instant gratification, or I'm going to get it right now, or the fear of missing out. And so I'm going to rush something, or I'm going to control it. But, like you said, it is such a relief to not, but it's hard to not.
It's hard to not,
you know, like, when I really think about it, of course I don't want to be in control, And of course I want the creator of the whole entire daggum universe mm-hmm. to be in control. Mm-hmm. That sounds a lot better than me.
Me. Yeah. 100%.
You know, but then why is it still hard?
Because we're human.
I mean, it's like, I literally say that and I'm thinking about me being like a 3-year-old trying to drive this car, being like, no, I really, really want to. I really, really want to. Mm-hmm. But then somebody who's an adult actually driving it and being like, no.
Yeah.
And I'm like 3 years old and I'm like, no, but I really want to, this would be fun. Like, let me just try it. Let me just see what I can do. But it's like, what do you actually want? You want that adult to drive the car.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think that's how I can be with Jesus sometimes. I'm just like, let me do this. Let me do this. Like, I know it's better if you do. And you can. And I literally can't. I'm 3 years old. I mm-hmm. can't drive this car. Mm-hmm. But I want to. And it's like, that's just that flesh of like, I want to. This will be fun. Or let me see what I can do. And you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, no, I totally know what you mean. I totally know what you mean. And it's going back to your point about like even on Amazon, it's just like you also see things on social media, like mm-hmm. so it drives that, like if you see something that you want and other people have it, it drives that need of like, well, why is my timing off? It's not off.
Yeah.
But we see other things and we think that it just, not that we think that it's wrong or we might just question God's timing in our lives. Well, why do they get it? Mm-hmm. Or why is that working out for them? Or why do they have that success in their job? Or why did they meet their person? Or why am I seeing more babies, more people get pregnant than ever? And I'm like, that's all I want. But it's like not questioning God's timing. It's going, I know you'll make a way for that. I trust that you will. And if you don't, it's because there's something even better. Mm-hmm. Like he has these things for us that we can't see. But I think in this like culture that we live in, it makes it even harder. And it's going to get even harder and harder for like our kids, our kids' kids. Like, so how do we protect ourselves in that? Like, how do we guard our heart to trust God's timing?
Well, I was just going to ask you that as you're talking about like social media and that's the social mm-hmm. pressures from that. Like, how do you do something about that when you feel that? Cause I agree. There's mm-hmm. times I get on social media and I'm scrolling and I'm mm-hmm. like, look at that cute kid. Mm-hmm. Look at this cute family photo. Mm-hmm. And then I look at my feed and I'm like, it's usually me and Rocky or me and
my dog
recording or me and some horses or me and some friends. Yes. And I'm like, I'm just so ready for that. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm getting caught up in this mm-hmm. thing.
It's real. It's so real. I mean, the amount of time that I will get on social media, or I have these incredible like group texts, and most of the girls are, well, not most of them, but married with kids. And like, you celebrate that, right? Mm-hmm. You celebrate the announcement of another baby, or you get on social media and there's another, you know, she's having her third kid or whatever. No one in mind, just hypothetically, like this person's having their third kid. And you're like, that's so awesome for them. But like, mm-hmm. I'm older than them. And like, that's what I really want. So in those moments, I literally will put my phone down and like close my eyes for 5 seconds and just say, Lord, you know, I trust you. Mm. And it's that constant, like, I'm not mad. I'm not bitter. I'm not upset. There are days where I'm frustrated. I had one on your couch like a few weeks ago mm-hmm. where I just was crying and I was mm-hmm. like, I am sick of trying to do everything right and feel like it's just getting harder and harder and harder to have hope. And I think that that's just real and honest. And in those moments, it's just like being able to go to my close people and come to you and say, like, this is where my heart's at. And then the next day, I literally had friends pray over me and you prayed over me and we talked about it. And the next day, like, God started answering. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, whoa, this is wild. Like, literally answering. And so I think it's just being able to take a pause and create space to just go to him. And I know that sounds like so cliche, but it works. Putting your phone down, reaching out to your people and just going, I'm feeling this way. And I think even just the recognition of that feeling, I think is health. I think it's important, you know, at least we are aware of it.
Okay. Well, so I think obviously when we talk about waiting, because a lot of our listeners, and because it's the season of life you and I are in, we talk about waiting, we talk about God's timing. Mm-hmm. It's easy to assume we're talking about a husband.
Yeah.
And I think that that's definitely a big part of our story. Mm-hmm. And you and I are waiting for husbands. The timing of that is hard. Mm-hmm. It's different than we thought.
Totally.
What other areas though? Because I think I've heard people be like, is your podcast only about singleness? Mm-hmm. Well, it is a lot. It's mm-hmm. what we're going through. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a need. Mm-hmm. And like last week's episode, talking about if there's a need, do something and create it. And mm-hmm. what does that look like? And I think the community that has come from this podcast with girls, 20s, 30s, 40s, singles, mm-hmm. even just married, like the community that has come has been really, really special.
Totally.
But all that to say, outside of singleness, what do you feel like are other things that have been really hard to trust God's timing in for you?
my career. Mm-hmm. And not because I don't love it. I love what I do. But I think it's been hard to trust God's timing of, like, I thought I was going to open up all these studios and I had like mm-hmm. a 5-year plan and there was going to be 7 studios in the Southeast region. Like, I had this whole slide deck.
Wow.
Like, yeah. Big dreams in 2022. And it's been hard to trust God's timing in the sense of, like, that was a desire. I'm super ambitious. I'm the kind of girl that's like, I can go make it happen if I work hard enough, but I don't want it my way. And so I want it His way. Mm-hmm. And it's been hard to trust His timing with my studio and to trust when to know it's time to move on, when it's time to grit down and keep fighting. It's time to, like, walk away. Yeah. I'm kind of in that season still too, like, in hopes and prayers for a husband and a family one day. It's also okay. The timing of my career and what that's going to look like. 'Cause I can't be a spin instructor for forever, mm-hmm. you know? And so mm-hmm. As much as I would love to, my body just won't do it. So I think that's probably the other area that I'm just, like, not struggling with, but wrestling with, asking for clarity. And He gives me a little bit, and I think He gives me just enough to continue to have the courage to ask Him, but He doesn't give me all of it to eliminate my faith. Mm-hmm. And it's increasing my faith mm-hmm. because He's slowly shifting different desires and different things that I want. Like, I was the girl that wanted to build a massive studio and then sell or franchise it. And mm-hmm. I don't want that anymore. Now, could that change again? Probably. Could be. But
yeah, absolutely.
My desires have shifted from this ambitious entrepreneur in the cycle spin fitness world to, like, ooh, I don't know if I've learned a lot. And it's really hard to do that.
But isn't that cool how He changes the desires of your heart?
Yeah.
And that goes back to His perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
And those are the stories, because it can be so easy for us to be like, I can't think of anything. Nothing has been perfect timing. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't have any stories. Yeah. But it's like, okay, you had this idea mm-hmm. in 2022 mm-hmm. that you would have all these studios. Mm-hmm. Well, thank goodness that His timing didn't allow that.
Yep.
Because you are so rooted in Nashville. You're so mm-hmm. involved in Nashville mm-hmm. and your church, your community, your family, your friends, like, your life is here. Imagine if you were traveling every weekend to all 7 of your different studios in the Southeast.
Also, like, so I His want timing a family. For
that. Right. Right.
That would be so hard.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, He's been so faithful, and He's also been so sweet to be like, I'll go with you if you want to go to Austin. Mm. You know, looking back, I'm like, oh, I was called out to Austin. I was like, no, He just was so gracious and kind to let me
go. But I think you were.
I think I was. Yeah. Right? I think I was. I think He knew I was going to go. He called me out there. The life lessons, the people I met. Yeah. Oh, incredible.
Yeah.
It's just the best. But yeah, I think it's so cool. And I was actually telling one of my girlfriends, encouraging her in just the dating world and just, like, what it's like. And I was like, the Lord will shift your heart and protect you if XYZ happens. I've seen that in my own life. Mm-hmm. Like, we think, oh, I really don't want to get hurt. It's like, well, the Lord will, if we're listening, if we're paying attention, we're asking, He'll shift our heart. And so that when Full Ride Austin didn't work out, I was ready for it to not work out. I think deep down in me, I didn't want it to work out mm-hmm. when it got to the end. Because mm-hmm. I was like, I miss home. Mm-hmm. I miss Nashville. I miss living close to my mom. It was just not the season in the city for me.
Yeah.
And I think the Lord had been like, okay, it's time to go back now.
And too, I think sometimes His timing, we won't understand it because it's, again, His timing, not ours. Like, I think about, as you're saying that, I can imagine the ways God used you in Austin mm-hmm. and did things through you. And I think about my time in Charleston.
Yeah.
It's like similar. I look back and I'm like, gosh, what if I was there for this person and the friendships I met and the people I dated? And what if there was a reason that all that happened? And I look back and I'm like, how is that good for me and my timing?
Yep.
And I'm like, we have to remember, it's not about me and my timing. It's so about Him and His timing. Yeah. And so His timing of having me in Charleston was perfect for what needed to happen and the heart change that needed to happen in my life and the people I needed to impact mm-hmm. and the people that needed to impact me.
Preach
was
it.
Perfect of His so timing. Good. And I just have to kind of surrender, accept that, and be mm-hmm. like, what, you know, was that a waste of time? Mm-hmm. Was 3 years a waste of time? I mm-hmm. mean, no, I don't think that, but I think we can think that of,
yeah,
why did I date him? Why did I go here? Why did I do this job? Was that a waste of time? Mm-hmm. That was all part of His timing, His plan.
It's so good. I was reading this past week And it was just like the difference between bitterness, like having the perspective of bitterness or of mourning. And I think like mourning the fact that, yes, we live in a broken world, and being able to look at the perspective of exactly what you just did, what you just said. We can look at it and say like, oh, it's, you know, wasn't perfect for me, but it's like, no, it was perfect for you in ways that you can't see. And maybe he called you out there to impact someone else. And you're like, well, why? It's like, well, are we willing to suffer in his name?
Yeah, right.
Because it doesn't mean that moving out to Charleston and going through all that you went through and then moving back was easy. It was hard.
Yeah.
And you moved there with the hope that you were going to meet your person and stay there. And I moved to Austin hoping I was going to meet my person and stay there. Mm-hmm. But that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. But maybe that wasn't about us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I love what you just said. That's so true. And I think that should also give us hope to be like, we're also here to bless other people. Like, we're here on this earth to impact. And it's not about us. In response to, like, we're still going to change for the better if we let him. But the goal is to, like, also impact other people for the better, not for just about us, you know?
For sure. I remember after I broke up with a guy and I felt like we broke up, I was so hurt. I gave everything. I poured my heart out. I tried, and just felt so hurt.
Mm.
And I was telling one of my girlfriends about it. I was like, I feel like I poured out so much. I gave him so much. And now, even though I broke up with him, I feel like he's just, like, I invested so much in him. And I was so upset. I was like, I just feel so used in that situation. Like, I stopped hanging out with some friends and just invested in him. And I just gave. Mm-hmm. And I felt so used.
Yeah.
And she just looked at me, you know, dead straight in the eyes and was like, isn't that the point? Aren't we supposed to be used?
Ooh, that's good. That's a good friend.
I know.
That's,
and I was
really
like,
good friend.
Not at the cost of my heart. Oh, she's like, where does it say that?
Where does it show me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's,
and
that's so
I just
real,
thought,
though.
Gosh, you know, sometimes you're right. It is the cost of our heart. It is the cost of our emotional energy, our love, our sacrifice, our money. I mean, I just felt like, yeah, I bought him this. I did this for him. I gave him this resource. And again, I say I, it's not me, it was the Lord, but still I felt so used. And I'm like, I was, he used me.
Yeah, he used
me. And I want to have a heart posture that's like, okay, thank you, Lord. Thank you for using me. Continue to use me. Even when I expected it to go a different way and this would be the way it would work out.
Mm-hmm.
You have other plans and resting in that.
Yeah. No, that's so good. It's such a good, it's just such a good perspective. That's the kind of perspective you pray to have, you know?
Yeah.
Use me. And then it's like, I say this in class a lot. It's probably something I read on Pinterest at one point.
Pinterest.
But it really is true. The harder it gets, the higher he's calling you in your life. And I just think that gives me hope. When I struggle with understanding God's timing, I'm like, well, you know better. And I'm so surrendered that I want a life that you can use. Like, we were talking about this at the river last week when we were hanging out. It's like, we want to get to the end of our life. Of course, I want to be a mom and raise kids and be a wife and have this family and all these things. But the thing I want the most, if I take myself out of my own life and get outside of myself, is like, Lord, when I meet Jesus and I get to be standing there, I want to be able to, one, never regret, I wish I would have known you better.
Yeah.
I wish I would have spent more time understanding you and learning about you and knowing you so that I can have that relationship with you in heaven. And number two, I want him to be able to look at me and be like, well done, my good and faithful servant. Yeah. And we were talking about that. Yeah. And we both feel that way. And so I think in order for us to have confidence in his timing is to understand that he's in control and get super clear on what we truly want. It's okay if your desire is not that, to get to heaven's gates and be like, I just want the Lord to have used me my whole life. Mm-hmm. But I will say it's possible to get there. And how do we get there? Well, a lot of things not working out the way that we thought they would.
Mm-hmm.
But God continuing to prove that his timing is perfect.
Yeah.
I think, at least in my life, failure, heartache, the rug being ripped out from underneath me, getting sideswiped, being misunderstood, people leaving my life, all these things has got me to a place where I'm like, all I want is Jesus at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have got there if I got everything I wanted in God's perfect timing. Or my perfect timing.
Your perfect
my
timing.
My perfect timing, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I agree. And we bear fruit through it all. I mean, you think about, you learn patience. Oh my gosh. You know?
You sure do.
You learn patience through waiting. You learn patience.
You get the right people to walk along. I mean, look at our friendship. Like, I think about the fact that you and I are both single in the same season, back within, I moved home in January, you moved home in May. We both got this vision and like this idea and this heart to do this podcast when we don't even know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we are both longing for, both of our hearts have shifted from what it was in 2020, sure. 2021, 2022.
For sure.
To now being where they are now. And we're still like, we're living.
Yeah.
Like,
honestly, like I just had this thought, like, this is why it's so important to have people like this to talk about this, because yes. We went into this podcast talking about God's timing. We knew where we were headed. We knew the things we wanted to talk about and the things that we believe in. But I'm like, you even just saying that and being like, we're so different now than we were in like 2022, 2023. Mm-hmm. I think about that and I'm mm-hmm. like, thank God for his timing.
Literally.
Of things that happened and didn't happen, because literally. I'm so grateful for where I am. What if I stayed there and married somebody, and I'm in Charleston and I'm so happy to be home, and his mm-hmm. timing was perfect of everything that happened mm-hmm. through career, through relationship, that brought me back to where mm-hmm. I am to be here. And I'm just like, those are what I need to remember mm-hmm. when I'm like, has his timing been good? Yep. Has it? It's like, yes.
My mentor had me do this at the end of last year, and it was so helpful. I did a timeline.
I remember this.
And she said, I want you, because I'm a big journaler. Like, I journal every morning. Mm-hmm. If I don't, it kind of, my day, it doesn't feel the same. And my journals are usually like, kind of just like what's going on, and then their prayers. And so I made a timeline in my notes on my phone of 2024, because God was like constantly showing up, and it's so easy to forget when he does. And it just evidence after evidence after evidence after evidence. And it's really easy. We're so forgetful as humans. We're so quick to see the need and not see like the delivery and what he's already done. Yeah. And so I think it's so good. And that's why, yeah, it's so important who you surround yourself with, because who's going to be pouring into you when your heart posture is just a little defeated on a day?
Yeah.
And who's going to remind you like, no, I'm in the arena with you. And like, also, here's why this has not happened yet, but here it's going to happen.
Mm.
And your husband's going to be hot. Okay. He's going to be awesome. And I'm going to tell you that till you're blue in the face. Because I just feel like, I just look back on my life. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I need this today too, because I get a little bit in my head. I'm like worried. I'm like, okay, well, what if I get close to the thing that I want? And then it goes astray. Yeah. It's like, well, at the end of the day, the Lord knew. And at the end of the day, what do I want? I want life with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's nothing that we need to do to like manipulate it to make it happen.
Yeah.
Or cling to it. Or we just wouldn't be here if his timing hadn't been perfect. And why would he fail us now?
Yeah.
He won't.
Yeah.
That's a song.
That's a song.
That's it.
That's such a good one.
He won't.
That's it. But yeah, I mean, I think it's like, it's sitting in community with people, being reminded of those things of, and maybe even just calling my mom. Hey mom, mm-hmm. will you remind me of a time that God was faithful to me? Will you remind me mm-hmm. of his timing and how it is good, and help me believe in that? Or let me listen to a worship song to remind me it's perfect. He hasn't failed me. He won't. Like, let me hear that song over and over and over mm-hmm. to remind myself of that, because doubt creeps in so quickly. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to be vulnerable and be open and say, this isn't the timing. This isn't what I thought. I didn't think I'd be here. I thought I'd have a house by now. I thought I'd have land by now. I really mm-hmm. thought I'd have a bunch of cows.
Mm-hmm. Only you.
I really thought I'd have a bunch of cows. I thought I'd have a husband.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these things that the timing just doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. And then you start questioning, well, what am I doing wrong?
Mm-hmm.
And am I not good enough? Is there something I could be doing different, be doing better?
Mm.
And those are all good questions to ask. And again, important to ask in community. And I love that you're somebody I can do that with. I have friends that I'm so grateful I can call up and just be like, is there anything you see in me that I could be doing differently? Or can you call me out if mm-hmm. you see I could be doing something
mm-hmm.
different? Those doubts can creep in so easily
mm-hmm.
when we're trying to trust God's timing, because again, it's us trying to take control of that.
Yeah.
And needing to be reminded of what's true.
Totally. And the enemy knows what we want too, right? And he, a lot of times, like, lies can be disguised as like almost truths. So I think it's really easy for your brain to go on this hamster wheel of like, well, see, this hasn't like he's it's like that. He's just such a sneaky little. It's just like gets in your head. And he's like, mm-hmm. see this one thing. And then let me. Oh, and now this thing. And then you're like, well, that's true. And that's true. Because like, yeah. why isn't it true? And it's like
so sneaky.
He knows what you yeah. desire. And so he's going to put all these like reasons for you to not trust the Lord and for you to sway or for you to settle or for you to, you know, be bitter or angry or whatever. And so. That's why it is so important to, first of all, also just get really honest. Like the amount of conversations I've had with women that are like, I'm just so amazed, Kinsey, that like you can now like say what you want. Like you want a husband. I'm mm-hmm. like, yeah, I've just started to say that out loud now because mm-hmm. I'm like, it was scary to say it out loud because it was like, well, I can't really control it, but I can control my career to some extent and I can work really hard to be really physically fit and I can do all these things, but. Like to be able to claim that like, yeah, this is what I'm praying for. It takes a lot of courage. Mm-hmm. And then it also, then the enemy like opens up his gates to be like, I'm going to come after that even harder, but I'm fine with that.
I was listening to another podcast, big podcast girl. I
love it.
You know, but it was talking about how if you don't feel like you're being attacked from the enemy or you don't feel mm-hmm. that, then he might not be worried about you.
Exactly.
Which means like you're just kind of living this life, right?
I think you should be worried if life is not challenging at times.
If you're not, yeah. And I'm like, well, I want to be in a place that I'm walking the straight and narrow and I'm chasing after Jesus. I want to wake up in the morning and he's like, oh crap, mm-hmm. here she is again.
Sarah's awake, here
yeah.
we go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I love thinking about that and being like, I want to be so on fire for him, for the Lord, that the enemy is scared, but he has no victory. Like he cannot mm-hmm. hurt me. He cannot touch me. I'm not worried about him.
Yeah.
And we know his plan. He's mm-hmm. coming to steal, kill, and destroy. And mm-hmm. we know that. Mm-hmm. But like you said, it can be sneaky the way he does
it. And so sneaky.
We know that if we are following him, it's going to happen.
Yep.
And being aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I think that's good to even just remind ourselves that we are in a spiritual, like there is a spiritual realm. Mm-hmm. There is a war going on between good and evil. Yeah. And we have to be aware of that and take every thought captive to know what is true.
So true.
And what are we believing that's a lie?
It's the biggest indicator of a fruitful and joyful life is what thoughts you're believing. I really believe that. I've seen that change in my own life. You're a life coach. You help teach and train and coach these people. I've had a life coach now for over a year who's helped me with this. But it's constantly like my life is not dictated whether it's good or bad based on my circumstances. If it was, I could be like, wow, my life really is interesting, you know, mm-hmm. depending on the day. But no, my life is good and because I have the Lord and I am his daughter. Mm-hmm. And it's the state of my heart in the ways that I'm choosing to see. And so I think it's like, that's what we have to cling to. And we have to have that perspective. And that doesn't mean that it's easy, but that's why, again, like it goes back to like reading the word, being in good community, like waking up and challenging those thoughts and believing what you're going to like, choosing what you're going to believe is true.
Yeah.
Cause I could sit here and go, oh, I could list out all the things in the ways that I could believe that the Lord has failed me. Or I could look at all the ways that he's provided and his timing has been perfect. Yeah. And I have two choices that day. I can choose mm-hmm, mm-hmm. to be like, God is on my side. He's my warrior. Mm-hmm. Like we are on mission. Or I can choose to be like, I'm 34 and I'm not married with kids. Mm-hmm. And he's failed me and I'm unseen and blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, then that just kind of sets me up to have a really, really crappy day. And then have a really, really crappy next day because that's all I'm focused on.
Mm-hmm. So, well, this is super encouraging for me.
Me too.
And just talking with you about it and being reminded of things and want to hear y'all's stories too.
Yeah.
Listeners, just what are stories that you've seen God's perfect timing?
Yeah.
And we say perfect timing. It's such a funny thing because I guess his timing is always perfect. But where are we able to see it and recognize it? Having the eyes to see.
Yeah.
And the awareness.
Yeah.
To recognize and appreciate and have gratitude for his timing.
Yeah.
And remind each other of that. And I think that's really important in community. And it is encouraging to hear it in other people. And
yeah.
I can look at so many of my friends' stories and be like, oh gosh, I remember when she moved home from here into there. That was God's perfect timing. And they broke up. That was so perfect because then she met this guy mm-hmm. and that needed to happen. And then they bought this house and then they got pregnant and it was perfect timing. And mm-hmm. we can see all these things, mm-hmm. but having other people remind mm-hmm. us of that too. Mm-hmm. And knowing that it's not God's timing is not a delay. Mm-mm. And maybe it's a season for growth and preparation. Maybe it's a
Absolutely.
Season for learning something and mm-hmm. preparing for whatever he has.
He has a reason. And look at to your friends. Like, I love what you just said. It made me think of this. Just like, if you are looking for hope today or looking for a reason to believe in God's perfect timing, and you have people in your life that are living out or maybe a little bit further, I guess, quote unquote, ahead of you, that should bring you hope. Mm-hmm. Like, look at their life and go, God's perfect timing for their life, God's perfect timing for my life.
It's like, biblically, we can do that. Look at Abraham and Sarah.
Exactly.
Sarah waited so daggum long, and I hate that her name is Sarah. I'm like, it's so relatable.
It's so relatable.
I mean, she was, what, 90 years old? I'm like, 90. Do you think that was her plan? But his timing was perfect.
Yeah.
He promised Isaac to Sarah and Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, read the story, y'all, in Genesis 17. Literally. I need to reread it and just remind myself. Like you said, look at other people.
Yeah.
Look at other people's lives. See his faithfulness.
See his faithfulness.
His timing was perfect, even if it doesn't seem like it's our right timing. Mm-hmm. I think that's it.
Yeah.
It's like Sarah having Isaac at that time was perfect, even if it didn't seem like 90 years old. It's the right
age. Yeah. And don't let other people's perfect timing, God's perfect timing in other people's lives take away from believing that it'll happen for you. Like, I think that's something too, of like continuing to don't look at your left and right, like be joyful, be celebratory of people that are getting miracles and answered prayers and all these things. And like, look at that as a, I don't know, as evidence that it's going to happen in your life. Let that mark you. Let that shape you. Let that give you hope. It's your choice. You know, we have a choice. We can be a Debbie Downer, or we can be somebody that like people leave and feel so encouraged by. And I want to be the latter day in and day out. And that's part of the fight. I have needed this. Like, I know that you said that you needed this. I needed this. And these are conversations that we need to be having on the regular, ladies.
Yeah, girl, we do.
You know, it's just so important. So yeah. We hope that this encouraged you. And just for you guys to know too, like, everyone struggles with this. We all do, because we're human.
Yeah.
But these are, hopefully this can encourage y'all and just let you know that you're not alone.
Even if the timing is not what you thought, even if it's hard to wait, even if you're struggling to believe that it's that God is not delayed, even if you are doubting, I'm literally speaking all of this to myself, mm-hmm. even if he is still good.